Alright, so last night was not my most stellar night. I had gotten about 4 hours of sleep, so I was exhausted. I got home from work at like 6:30, and I was so tired. So I did not do the bike, so I was giving myself, like, the whole day, I was like, okay, today you can take a bit of a break from the bike. We still need to watch the movie. So I watched the movie. I was so tired, but it's going by very quickly. So it's like I don't feel the passage of time with it. So the first 40 minutes flew by. I was already up to the goodbye doctor part almost immediately. And then it's so not really complicated that it's just like a blink of an eye, it was over. So it was quick. So fourth time watching it, I'm finding it like kind of like, I think it's almost a little bit of a Stockholm syndrome. I don't dislike it, but I'm finding the concept of it very comforting. Like when I turned on my iPad, it had the poster and I was like, oh. And so that's a little worrisome that I'm finding comfort in this mediocre at best movie. But there we go. So fourth time watching, I think I got the plot down enough. I think there were little bits that I didn't get this time I got. So I paid more attention to the beginning. That's usually probably when I'm just starting the bike, so maybe I'm a little bit more distracted. Because I was like lying in my bed, I was able to watch it more carefully. The beginning, it was like, I guess I was trying to figure out why he hates Frankenstein so much. The monster hates Frankenstein so much. And I get it's that he makes him and then Frankenstein throws him over a bridge. So he tries to kill him. Which I don't remember being a thing, but I guess it makes sense. And then he comes back, the monster comes back and kills Frankenstein's wife, and then he like leads him on an Arctic chase, and then Frankenstein dies. And I guess nobody knows that. I guess nobody realized Frankenstein died. Like, the actual guy. I don't know why, because the monster makes, like, a very sweet little plot for him. Not sweet, but, you know, he makes a grave for him with his name on it, so I don't know. But, so that helped clarify his kind of anger with humans, which makes sense. He has this big issue with humans, the whole story. I mean, there's only, I think, two humans, real humans, in the whole movie. So he's got just in general dislike for humans, I guess. That makes sense in conjunction with how much he doesn't like Dr. Frankenstein. So I get that. I'm with that. Okay, so that made sense. All in all, I mean, it was quick again. It's not really adding anything. I think I'm finding the monster's various superpowers interesting, that at times he's invincible, at other times he's a human. It's not 100% clear what he's made out of. Like, he doesn't age, which, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't age, and he doesn't appear to really get hurt, but he does get hurt, and he has to sleep. He doesn't appear to have to eat. Or maybe he does. I don't know. They don't show him, like, having dinner or anything, so that's that. And then also, so I need to figure out kind of, I don't think watching it again I'll figure it out, but I mean, he's a bunch of different parts, he's 12 different parts and made different corpses, as he says. So, skin would age even if you reanimate it, right? I mean, I would imagine it's not like dried leather. I mean, it's not like you cured it or I don't know. So that I need to piece the part of it more. And then the fact that there's no, I don't know where this story takes place. I would say it's on like whatever, like some like Thor like other planet or some Middle Earth like fantasy land. I would say that, except that there's humans. They make a point of saying they're going to destroy all the humans. And then there's two humans. The scientists are in it. And there's a subway. I mean, the girl scientist takes the subway home. So there's more. You literally only see two humans in the whole thing. But I don't know. I mean, like, that, I don't know where that takes place. And then I don't know where, you don't see people running away from gargoyles. I don't think all the action takes place somewhere else, because the girl can easily get places, because they have to, like, run away from things. Like, she works at Wexler's laboratory, who's the Bill Nye character, and she has to be able to, she gets there with the subway, and then there's a whole but action set piece that takes there, so she's not traveling to another dimension on her subway. So, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody appears to be shocked or scared that there's a huge gargoyle demon thing. And the last thing that, upon further knowledge, is this is the grand plan of the demon prince that, again, okay, he wants to reanimate all the corpses. Like, so he says he's been collecting hundreds or thousands of corpses, maybe hundreds of thousands of corpses, over centuries. So he has, like, this huge, he says under a building, I'm not sure how, it's like, ridiculous, it's huge, there's, like, an infinite amount of corpses in this room, and it's so many, and it's a very intricate structure. It's kind of like if you watch Star Trek, like, the Borg thing. It's, like, they're all in little pods, and they're all over the place, and I don't know. They're all over the place. So then, that, I don't know how they made that, and then I guess they made it. But then, this whole point of getting Frankenstein is to figure out how to reanimate people. But, I mean, I'm fairly certain this whole action, like, from finding Frankenstein again in modern day to the end of the movie couldn't be more than, like, a day or two. I mean, I think it doesn't appear to take that long. I mean, it can't be years. I mean, maybe a week? I don't know. I mean, the Chuck Doctor lady is in the same outfit for, like, half the movie, so I mean, I don't think she's getting changed. So, I don't know. So, anyway, they have, like, by the end of the movie, once they have Frankenstein and the journal and all that back, they have a system to reanimate them already ready to go. It's, I guess, electrical, like, you know, jolt of electricity thing ready. Like, it's this huge, like, core, like, one of those things you put your hand on and a little spark take your fingers. Like, one of those, it's, like, huge. Sparking all the people. They have, like, a readout on their little pod that says reanimation, you know, 4%. Like, they got that all set. So I'm not sure if they had the whole electricity plus the pod thing ready. I don't know why they already knew how to reanimate them. That means that they already knew you need to use electricity. I mean, I'm not sure if it was, like, how much electricity, but I feel like you could have figured that out if you already knew it was electricity. I mean, you couldn't whip that system together in, like, a week, so they probably spent 50 years making that thing. I don't know. That made no sense. The whole point in getting Frankenstein was to figure out how to reanimate them, but clearly they already knew how to reanimate people, and they just, like, needed, I don't know what they needed, because they basically had it. They had everything they needed already. Kind of Frankenstein was not important. I don't know. So I think I need to check in with that again, but at this moment I'm confused with the basic motive of the, I mean, I get the motive, I don't understand the process of this prince, and then what point Frankenstein's monster has in this movie. So, fourth viewing, I was very tired, but I was sitting right in front of the screen watching the whole way through, so I was able to pick out some more things than usual. So, tonight, we're gonna go again. I got more sleep, so hopefully I can stay awake this time. Alright, that's it for today. Bye.